like to talk about the word new. All three readings today use the word new. Think of all the new things that you like. How about a new house? Or that new car? Or maybe it's just the new car smell that you like. Or new clothes? Or new shoes? Don't they make our feet or our body feel better when we put on new things? We like the new growth of spring. We've had some wonderful spring days, right? The flowers are blooming, it's finally warm, the trees are bright green, the grass is green. We like the new life of spring. Or remember falling in love, the new love? Everybody smile, because in your heart of hearts you remember. Who remembers? Every hand better go up. Look at the person next to you. Remember when you fell in love with them? Or they fell in love with you? We like that energy, right? The joy, the excitement. Had mass in the jail yesterday. Used my get out of jail free card. They want new life. They know they need to change their lives. So as we look at the readings, they all talk about new. In the first reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about Paul and Barnabas. They're preaching the good news of Jesus. He died, he rose, he forgave sin, he called us to a new way of thinking and living. And they're out there preaching and calling these new communities to continue to grow. And they point elders, new elders, to lead them. Now, in a few moments, you will hear from Pastoral Council asking for new leaders for our parish pastoral council. And so, on as a side note, it's time for the next generation of parents to become leaders in our community. The parents whose children are graduating, who are making confirmation, who are celebrating First Communion, they need to become the leaders of our community to help it to continue to grow. And we'll ask you to nominate yourself or others to see who would be good leaders, elders of our community. Elders doesn't mean old. Elders mean people with wisdom and skill and willingness to lead. If you listen to the second reading from the book of Revelation, the word new is used four times. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. And the book ends with this line, "Behold, I make all things new." And the most important line we hear in the scriptures today is at the end of the gospel when Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, love one another." A new commandment to love one another. Remember a minute ago we're talking about that new love and how exciting that was. The joy of falling in love, the gift of new life in love, how precious and how joyful families are when they have the gift of new life conceived in love in their arms. The energy, the excitement. Today in prayer, we remember, we give thanks for the new love we have in Jesus Christ. His voice, his command, his compassion, his wisdom, his example, his spirit, all in love. The new commandment of Jesus of love calls us to have a new attitude of love. Attitudes rooted in our thinking. We're striving to think love all the time because we want the reflection of love to be seen and to be known in our thinking. We have to examine our life approach to make sure our hearts are filled with compassion. And so every year we celebrate this new commandment, this new love Jesus gives us, because we want to make sure that the love of Jesus is in our hearts and reflected in the compassion that comes from our hearts. And then we need to be attentive to our actions. Are they driven to show love to one another? That's the goal of being in love, isn't it? That's the goal of marriage, to be a reflection of love to children and to one another. And we come here to remind ourselves we want to be people of love. We have celebrated 28 days, 4 weeks since the resurrection. It's time to embrace the new ways of Jesus, the ways of love. Time to love as Jesus loved, in our life approach, in our life attitudes, in our life actions. Amen.